Now from Queensland's Gold Coast, streaming around the world, here's Denham Hitchcock.
Welcome to 7news.com.au and into my hotel room during my 14 days quarantine after crossing the border into Queensland. One of the most upsetting things about this pandemic has been the divisions it has caused. Australia has always been a united country, but it doesn't feel that way right now. One of the most passionate arguments is over our personal freedoms. Should they be surrendered in the hope of a greater good or fought for at any cost? You've seen protesters hauled off in handcuffs on the news and watch police dismiss them as the, quote, tinfoil hat brigade. But who are they? How are they evading police? And can they defend their actions? It's time to take a look.
Very beginning, lots of people, including myself, felt like we were all united and we felt like we all were truly in this together. And now this is where we are at the moment, feeling like it's the community versus the government. I got to the point where I felt like if no one was going to create a movement that I should instigate it, so I've created a Facebook event and it basically went from zero to almost 42,000 people within a couple of weeks. Leading up to the Saturday of the 5th of September, I was arrested.
And you're arrested for?
I was charged with incitement. The word freedom is just basically what encapsulates what we're trying to regain. We feel like that we've lost the sense of our freedom with our personal liberties completely stepped on.
So we've ended up here at a park which is full of families and kids. Have done this so they can come together at the very last minute. Bit of music and a little bit of chanting. Cops are now moving in and, well, the rest you've probably seen before. Maybe they're over the top, maybe the protesters are more upset than what they should be, but this is clearly what's upsetting people. What was the arrest for?
Nothing. Just sitting on the beach. Sitting on the beach and got arrested. There's eight cops on the woman, actually on her, and then all of these people around. Absolutely disgusting. When do we turn into America? It's disgusting.
Got to say, I do feel for the police a little bit here. I mean, how do they know who's a protester and who is going for a walk, and everybody is filming them on their phone and uploading it as well. They're acting under orders, of course, but it's the optics. It just doesn't look good. If COVID-19 requires people to stay isolated, are these events, are your protests potentially putting lives at risk?
Black Lives Matter had zero cases originating. If we followed their blueprint, we can be almost assured that nothing would come of it.
If it did happen though, if a life was lost, could you live with that? If it was your parents, your grandparents.
Yeah, I guess if you're talking having a guilty conscience, if something like that was to happen, but I guess we sort of just don't try not to think about that type of stuff at the moment. We're just trying to focus on our mission.
All of the protests we've been to have been peaceful, but the protest movement itself is complicated. There are different groups, different leaders, and some political agendas. But the longer this lockdown continues, for many, the simpler it becomes.
Whoa, we're not gonna sit in silence. We're not gonna live with fear.
Oh no, I'll be back before night time, okay? I promise you, I'll be back before night time, okay? Give me cuddles. I love you. I'll see you soon, all right? I'll stay in touch, yeah?
Yep.
We've had to go into these encrypted messaging systems like fairly quickly because anytime you post anything on Facebook, you instantly get like a knock on the door.
Yeah. So.
Or you get the police show up. Sunday, 20th of September, 1 p.m. Location announced at 12:30 p.m. Be within 10 minutes of the CBD in your car and be ready to move in. Our VicPol informant says cops do not plan on implementing roadblocks. But we'll keep you updated if this changes. My lawful reason for being out today is because I'm free. My first protest was 3 weeks ago, and I literally went to that because I didn't know what to do, but I felt like I needed to do something. I mean, I'm a musician and an actor, and the reality is, like, those industries are going to be the last to come back after all of this. In a nutshell, I don't want my kids growing up in this kind of a world where we're heading.
You're the voice, trying to understand it. Make a noise and make it clear. Oh, 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 oh. We're not going to sit in silence. We're not going to live with fear. Oh, 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 oh.
South Melbourne Market. South Melbourne Market, man. Pass it along. Protesting is not illegal. So technically speaking, I mean, if we were wearing a mask and standing socially distanced and no more than 5 kilometers from home and only out for an hour, we would be protesting technically within the restrictions that are given. And yet we're still, and yet when that happens, we're still told we're not allowed to protest.
They just turn off your car engine, mate. Oh, what's up? Just a random license check. Got your license on your mind?
Ah, yeah, dude.
Beautiful, no worries. Don't stress about it or anything.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
There's the license.
Beautiful, no worries.
Yeah.
My current address is on the back.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Journalist.
Yes, Mr. Hitchcock.
Yeah, hey, mate.
I'd recognise your face.
How you doing?
I didn't know your name, but I recognise the face.
So we're currently sitting in the car, wondering if these guys are trying to work out what's legal and what's not, and the police have come to ask some questions.
Mate, what's your reason for being just down South Melbourne area?
I'm going to the markets.
Beautiful. No worries, mate. I'll have a quick check. Obviously, under 5K, wearing a mask, mate, that's all fine. So I've got no problems with that. Do a quick check of the distance, and we'll go from there. Good as gold.
Thank you very much. With us, the police were polite and they were practical, but it highlights the problem that they face, picking the protesters from the public and then what to even charge or fine them with.
You're the voice, trying to understand it. Make a noise and make it clear. Oh, we're not going to sit in silence. We're not going to live with fear.
I spoke privately with many police officers in Victoria. These are not the laws they wish to be enforcing. And to be clear, amongst these protesters are agitators who want more than just our freedoms returned. But increasingly, there's been arrests that have shocked us all. Remember Zoe Lee, the pregnant mother handcuffed in her lounge room for a post made on Facebook? Well, since that arrest, she has been to hospital twice for complications with her pregnancy. For the first time, this is her full story.
I have no idea why you guys are doing this. You can show me your search warrant before you go through my house.
Search warrant.
Search warrant for what?
Now, you're under arrest in relation to incitement.
I made an event on Facebook called Freedom Day Ballarat on Saturday, September 5th.
peaceful protest. All social distancing measures are to be followed so we don't get arrested, please. Please wear a mask unless you have a medical reason not to. Here in Ballarat, we can be a voice for those in stage 4 lockdowns. We live in a free country. Meet at the bottom of Sturt Street, end of Bridge Mall at 11 a.m. Make a sign and see you there. I definitely didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I definitely didn't think I was doing anything illegal.
I wasn't breaking any laws by doing that.
You are actually. You are breaking all. That's why I'm arresting you in relation to this.
How can you arrest her? That's
my two children.
What time is this?
Oh, golly gosh. I think it was afternoon. I think it was about 2 or 3 o'clock. Yeah. In fear, I grabbed my phone and I went to, do I call my mum? No. Do I call the police? The police are here. So I just went live on Facebook. I didn't really put too much thought into it, yeah.
Can't you just say to her, take the post down? Like, come on.
I'm happy to delete the post. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I have to give you these cautionary rights. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy to delete the post. This is ridiculous. Like,
my four-year-old daughter was in the front bedroom hiding. My three-year-old son did see me get handcuffed and everything.
What on earth? Excuse me, what on earth?
It was just scary. It was just, wow, am I going to jail?
My two kids are here. I have an ultrasound in an hour. Like, I'm happy to delete the post.
Zoe, let me ask you a question. How many people were due to attend this protest of yours?
4, including myself.
She's pregnant, so...
We're required to. So is any computers? No. Any mobile devices you have?
What on earth?
So they put you in a police car and down to the station.
Down to the police station.
Question?
Yep, in an interview room. Yep, and took my fingerprints like a criminal.
And would I be right in assuming that now you are a woman who is on bail?
I am, yes.
Not something that you would have thought of from a Facebook post?
Definitely not.
What the f*** are you doing? Hey, get off me! Get off of me! Get off! He's choking me! What the f***?
Definitely part of the problem here is a public image issue for police. They're absolutely using a sledgehammer to crack a nut. And it's these pictures and these overwhelming arrests that you've seen that is really sticking in the minds of Victorians.
Calm down! Calm down, honey!
Oh, look at these kids.
What the f***?
That is f***ed up.
When we see videos of some of the police arrests, the kid who had his head stomped on, pregnant woman in Ballarat, what are we to make of this?
Well, we're saddened by it because we look at it on your cameras and we don't know the circumstances at the time. I feel sorry for the police. They're being told by the government, you've got to go into people's homes, you've got to arrest them, you've got to check up. It's not fair on the police.
How many months pregnant are you?
I was only about just over a month pregnant. So I'm only about 9 or 10 weeks pregnant at the moment. So quite early in the risky stage.
These are very concerning times for any parent.
Yeah, definitely.
And the first thing the doctor tells you is?
Don't stress.
No stress.
Yep.
So how worried were you about that?
Very worried. Yeah, yeah. I've had to go into emergency since with having some spotting and stuff, which I'm pretty sure is all due to the high levels of stress.
So you've had some bleeding since.
Mm. I'm even worried to this day. I personally think we're going to look back for many, many years and many generations on this and probably feel the effects for it for many generations to come.
There is no suggestion on our part the arrest caused these complications, but stress can trigger this particular problem.
I hope this 7news.com.au special has given you a different perspective. Somehow, we have to be able to see both sides, or these divisions will never heal. Thanks for watching.